Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com where you can click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. While you're there, please check out the articles and podcasts that are updated daily. So many great contributors. In addition to Rob and I over at AmericaOutLoud.com, you guys definitely want to check that out if you have not done so already. We really appreciate that. You know, Rob, there's a lot of news taking place this week. And where I want to start off talking about is our Vice President, Kamala Harris. You know, we're here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. My name's Andrew, and I go by the pronouns he/him. See how ridiculous that sounds? It sounds absolutely ridiculous. Yet this is what our Vice President, Kamala Harris, is doing at board meetings and meetings with some really top echelon people. This is just a complete embarrassment to our country to talk like this with these made up pronouns for people. I mean, obviously she's a female. She said she goes by she, her. It's like, no kidding. You're a woman. You go by she, her. Is this really something you need to announce at the beginning of a board meeting? But here we are. Kamala Harris is doing just that. This administration is so woke. It is absolutely ridiculous, Rob. What are your thoughts on Kamala Harris and her recent usage of the pronouns?
Well, this is the way I see it. She's going to go by he, she, her, or whatever. I'm going to go by he, him. But instead, whenever you reference me, just say handsome. That's all. Just say handsome, and I will respond.
That's your pronoun?
That's my pronoun, handsome. Handsome is my pronoun. This is completely stupid. It's crazy. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in tonight. So as you can tell, we're going to have some fun tonight.
Rob, no offense, but I don't know if I'm comfortable with calling you by your preferred pronoun.
What's wrong with that answer? Well, we're going to have some fun tonight at the expense of the Democrats. Hey, Andrew, speaking of having fun, you sent me an article or you told me about Matt Gaetz making fun of the liberal
protesters.
The abortion. Tell our viewers about that. That is hilarious. First of all, they should go to YouTube and Google what he said because it's hilarious.
Yes, I need to go to Google what he said myself. But based on the memory, the gist of it is basically he was calling a lot of these abortion protesters fat and ugly, and yeah, apparently he's going to get some blowback for this. But Matt House is a House candidate. Keep that in mind. So he's in his little district where perhaps he won't catch much heat over this comment. Perhaps if he was running for a Senate or president, calling women fat and ugly wouldn't be a great idea. But I think he'll get away with it.
You know, I don't necessarily think he was calling them fat and ugly. I think he was just calling it the way it is. I mean, as he said, when you told me about it, I went and I Googled it and I looked at it. And basically he was saying that these women that are saying, you know, because you're not going to give us abortion, you're going to take away abortion, we're going to stop having sex and we're not going to have any babies. We're not going to have your babies. And he's saying, have you looked at these women? They're like 5'3", wearing 200 pounds. Do you actually think someone wants you to have their child? Come on.
Yeah, and we've all thought that, but Matt Gaetz, I guess, just had the cojones to come out and say it. Huh?
Hey, freedom of speech, he had to say it. And when a journalist on one of the liberal stations said, well, do you think that people are going to take offense to that? He was like, I don't care. So what? And see, that's what I like about it. You got to have the cojones to say something like that. You got to get up in your face. If Kamala Harris is going to come on stage and she's going to say, I go by the pronouns he, she, her, and I'm in a blue suit, and I'm a woman. Oh, really? I thought you guys had redefined the definition of a woman. Certainly, Ketanji Brown Jackson doesn't know what it is because she said that she's not a biologist. When she said that, I thought, are you serious? I'm not a Senator, I'm not a biologist, so I can't. And people just look the other way. Had someone on the right said something like that, they would still be talking about it. But she was given a pass. She was given a pass, rather. I said pass. I meant pass. She was given a pass. And why? Why was she given a pass? We all know the definition of a woman. We all know what a woman is. But they gave her a pass the same way. They're trying to redefine what a recession is. We all know what it is. I took economics in college. 2 negative quarters of no growth. You're in a recession. Now, Jean Karine Pierre, she's trying to say that we're not in a recession. We're not even near a soft recession. A soft recession, that's not an economy. That's not a term that they would use in economics. She just made that up whole cloth. But never fear. I think that John Kirby will be taking over her spot really soon because she's ineffective. She's incompetent. She doesn't know what she's saying. And when she got the position, she was all happy and smiling. You know, they should have given it to Simone Sanders. I think she would have done a much better job than this Jean Pierre, who only got the position, as I've said before, other than the fact that she's Black and she's she's not an illegal alien, but she's an immigrant. But the fact that she's a lesbian, they wanted to elevate that position. But I think that Simone Sanders, who left the administration, who was promised that position by Joe Biden, would have done a much better job than Jean Karine Pierre. But going back to the definition and Kamala Harris identifying herself as being she and her, I'm surprised she even knows who she is. But the numbers came out the other day, recession, today rather. We're in a recession. There are no quibbles about it. We are in a recession. Now, I find it interesting, as I said, that the media is trying to redefine what a recession is. Janet Yellen, who had said earlier on that there is no inflation and that is transitory, whereas Jerome Powell was saying, no, don't say it's not transitory. We do have inflation. Then she came out later on and said, oh, I missed that. How did I miss? We missed that. Well, Janet is missing a lot of stuff. Joe Biden promised us that he was going to put people in his cabinet and in office who knew what they were doing. As if though the folks in Trump's office didn't know what they were doing. Never mind you that when Trump was in office, the economy was booming. There was unemployment. Please don't tell me there's low unemployment now. Because the jobs that are there are the jobs that people are going back to that they left. There have been no new creation of jobs. So when you hear that, when you hear them saying, oh, it's low unemployment. Oh, and look at the jobs we produced. No, those are old jobs. They're not new jobs. Don't be deceived. And I say that because some Republicans are buying into it, thinking, oh, the economy is doing great. But there were no new jobs created. The jobs that are there are the jobs that people left during the shutdown. And then some of those jobs are being filled by the people who walked away. So that's the reason why the unemployment is low. Don't get it twisted. Don't get confused. Don't start redefining things like Joe Biden is doing. Remember, Joe Biden told us that if you get the vaccine, I've got to go back to it, Andrew. If you get the vaccine, you won't get the virus. If you get boosted, you won't get the virus. Joe's been vaxxed and boosted. He got the virus. The same with Kamala. She had it. They will lie and cheat, and no one will hold them accountable. But we have to hold them accountable. Yeah, because this is the administration that said that they were going to be different, Andrew.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And when Joe Biden did get sick with COVID, and from some reports that we've heard, he did feel some symptoms. The media completely ignored it. They act like, oh, since he got the vaccine, he's going to be just fine. That's what they've been saying since the beginning. If you got the vaccine, you almost don't even have to worry about COVID. You're just fine. Well, that's been proven to be wrong time and time again. And we see these people that are quadruple vaxxed, not just catch COVID once, but they catch it over and over again. So it makes you ask the question, what exactly is this vaccine even doing?
The vaccine is just sugar water. I know that Trump got this vaccine out there, and we give him credit for it, because when he said that he was going to have the vaccine out, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, Washington Post, New York Times, and the Los Angeles Times, they all came out and said that's impossible, and they laughed about it. They said, oh, even Dr. Fauci said that we're looking at like 5 years before a vaccine could come out. But it came out within, I think, 3 months' time, 6 months' time. And then when it came out, Joe Biden said, I wasn't going to take it. Kamala Harris, if it's Trump, I'm not going to take it. They all said that they weren't going to take it. So they scared people away from the vaccine. And then once they decided to take it and say that Biden was responsible for it, then they got mad because people didn't want to take it and they blamed Trump and said, oh, well, Trump, he's talking against the vaccine. No, yeah, he wasn't.
It's really sad, something like this vaccine, they had to make political for so many people because myself, for example, I was personally excited for the vaccine to come out, even though I never had any intentions on getting it. I was thinking, heck, they come out with this vaccine, maybe the economy is going to open back up and they'll just leave us alone about these masks and all these other things that they've been on us about since the beginning of this pandemic. And it was just the opposite. When the vaccine came out, they just doubled down and got even more political and tried to force things on people even more. Like they were firing people for not getting this vaccine. And as you said, it's like sugar water. It's what's it even doing for people that's positive? It's hard to say.
They were firing people, our first responders, after they told us that we should appreciate our first responders. We should celebrate them. But again, this is a party that can't identify a woman. The party that Kamala Harris is reminding them that she goes by the pronouns her and she. Even when I see that, Andrew, when I see people's salutations, and they put her or she, I'm thinking, are you serious? I will never do that. And people are just doing it. It's just another fad. Oh, this looks cute. I'm going to do it. See, this is what has to be stopped. Because once you allow this to continue and you have people doing it, then it breeds other issues and other problems. Corporations are buying into this. How we miss this? Well, I'll tell you what happened. Once they shut down everything, they were able to push a lot of their radical agenda, they being the liberal, the left, with the media. In the media, oh, they are the most dangerous people. These are the same people who are telling us that Buttigieg could possibly be a president. I'm sorry. Nothing against our gay brothers and sisters. We're not ready for a gay president. No, we're not ready for a lesbian president. No, not ready for it. Let some other country do it. We're not ready for it. For one, the guy is incompetent. He was the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, where Black people didn't like him. They had to pay the Black people off so that they would speak positive about him. He tried to run for president and he didn't make it. And then Joe gave him a job in his White House just to elevate a gay man. Secretary of Transportation. Oh, really? Well, last I looked, we're having problems with supply chain, getting food from different vendors that cross the ocean. We're having problems with our transportation, with airlines. And Pete has done absolutely nothing but push this electric cars and then talk about gay marriage and how they want to end it. That's the only thing he's focusing on. So just imagine if he were to be president.
Yeah, and it's another guy that's come from a failed city as mayor. I mean, South Bend, Indiana is a dump. I mean, I've been there. University of Notre Dame is a beautiful university and a beautiful campus. But you get outside of that, and that place is a shithole, pardon my language. But this is what Pete Buttigieg is best known for before becoming whatever Joe Biden has made him. It's just completely ridiculous that this is the kind of qualifications that it takes to get far in the Democrat Party nowadays. You don't even have to be good at the job that you had.
Not good at all. Look at Jennifer Granholm. She's the Secretary of Energy. These people are so incompetent, doing absolutely nothing. They only have the position because of identity politics. Identity politics will destroy this country. Look at Rachel Levin, who's out saying that kids should take hormone blockers. I mean, any other time, she would have been arrested. I mean, she wants more people like her so that she make her feel comfortable. But children? Now, I want to take a step back. We're talking about Mayor Pete. And I said that he's pushing this electric cars. An article just came out. GM. Second quarter profits. A $1 billion nosedive. Why? Because of electric cars trying to push it. They can't even deliver the cars. Why? Well, they don't have the manufacturers. They don't have the infrastructure. But see, it was all nice and pretty. It sounded good to come out and say, oh, we're going to be at the forefront also. We're going to make electric cars. But you don't have the infrastructure. Elon Musk, the first electric car maker, he even said, okay, yeah, I'm glad I've got my electric cars, but we also need the other cars because we don't have the infrastructure. Elon Musk said it. But GM, oh, they decided to go woke with Biden. And now a $1 billion nosedive. Are they going to look for us to bail them out? As Trump said, President Trump, who gave a speech the other day in DC, and it was phenomenal. But as he said, when you go woke, you go broke. GM, look at what's happening. Look around, you look at a lot of other corporations that are going woke. Continue to follow along Biden and Kamala Harris and her pronouns and watch, you too will go broke because people are tired of it. And I say people are tired of it, but I think, Andrew, it's got to hit them a little bit more. I mean, I don't want a recession, but unfortunately, before we can turn this around, we have to hit rock bottom. We have to hit rock bottom, and those people who are on the fringes of this wokeism, they'll denounce it, and then they will realize that the only people that are benefiting from this are these woke white liberals and bougie blacks, because they're the elitists. They're from the school of thought of Barack Obama, the first black president for two terms, two black attorney generals, and look at the crime around you. Look at what happened in New York City just the other day. A 16-year-old beat that living daylights out of a transit cop.
Horrible.
We'll talk about it on the other side of the break, Andrew.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And just to follow up on Trump's speech in D.C., he was on fire, and President Trump is the opposite of woke. And he said some controversial things, even for him, during the speech. He called for homeless to be put in camps and says executing drug dealers would save thousands of lives. And I think he's got a good point there. You always wonder why all these fentanyl deaths happen and then no one's ever held accountable. I think these drug dealers who are selling these deadly drugs like fentanyl, they should be put up for the death penalty when things that they have sold have killed multiple people. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Rob and I have tried Healthy Cell, and we are so happy we did. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. Come in great-tasting gel packs. Go to healthycell.com and check out the great products, and you can save 20% off with the code OUTLOUD. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Ian.
Each of us is born with 30 trillion cells that make us. These cells determine how we feel, perform, sleep, focus, and how long we live. And to live our best life, all we have to do is feed our cells. But most food and supplements don't reach our cells, keeping us from reaching our full potential. Make every cell count with Healthy Cell. Founded with a mission to empower people to take control of their own health at the most fundamental level, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, world-renowned cell researcher and medical doctor, created supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. And that's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
As Americans, we seek to form a more perfect union. To paraphrase Abraham Lincoln, we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And God willing, we shall not perish from the earth. AmericaOutloud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
All right, you've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the povidone iodine-based nasal spray Cofix RX. They talk about it because it's a product that actually works in combating colds, flus, and coronaviruses. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. It's simple. By attacking viruses where they incubate, you make it easier for your body to heal. Check out the Cofix RX banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and save 20%. By using promo code OUTLOUD.
We're back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. And before we went to break, Rob and I were discussing a lot of things. But before we went to break, we were discussing Trump's recent speech in Washington, D.C., where he said a lot of things controversial. He called for homeless people to be put in camps, says drug dealers should be executed, and calls U.S. a cesspool of crime where MS-13 are cutting up girls. I mean, he was blunt and he was honest, and that's why we love President Trump. I think that's a little too much for some people to hear, but they've got to hear it. I mean, this is a reality that's going on in this country. I seen Ted Cruz also posted a video recently of what's going on at the southern border with a bunch of young girls being trafficked. It's just horrifying stuff. And President Trump, he doesn't mince words. And I really liked what he said about executing drug dealers, as I mentioned before we went to break. When you're selling this fentanyl and these other deadly drugs where it's killing multiple people, someone needs to be held accountable for that. And I think these drug dealers need to start being held accountable. We need to see more and more people be held accountable across the country. I always see these articles about what's going on in New York City, and I just think, man, if I were Rob, I would be getting a little worried about living there, because someone can just come up to you on the street and assault you, mug you, do whatever they please, and they'll be out of jail the next day. I mean, that is scary to be living in a society where no one is held accountable for their crimes and their actions. Rob, what are your thoughts on President Trump's speech, and follow up on what happened in New York City?
Andrew, I didn't see all the speech. I saw bits and pieces of it. I know you had, when it was happening, you had pinged me and told me about it. But the part about homeless, I agree with him about the drug dealers. I could care less about them. But the homeless, well, let me take a step back, the drug dealers. Now, people, just be aware that if this were to happen, you would have Black people being killed. Okay, because this is what happens with these woke policies. Looking at New York City in itself, the harsh drug laws that were created by Democrats, and who suffered? Black people. But yet and still, you guys keep kneeling at the altar of Democrats. Go figure it out. Now, on to homeless. I think a lot of you know my position on homeless. I've spoken about it before. I've spoken about it on the past couple of nights. I agree with Trump. Pack them up, put them in a camp, put them on an island, and if they kill each other, I'm sorry, but I could care less. Survival of the fittest, I could care less, okay? You either take your medicine, you go to jail, or we're gonna put you away. We're not gonna allow you to wander wild on our streets and cause havoc. Some people will say, oh, you're being insensitive. No, it's insensitive to allow them to wander around on the streets and harm people, defecating on the streets, begging, walking around butt naked. The other day, I was going to take the train. A guy looking rather suspicious. I get off the train. He's getting ready to get on the train. Now, I only see the guy from the back. He had on, looked like jean shorts. He happened to turn around, the entire front side nude. His business is all out there, getting on the train. Now, some would say, oh, well, he's sick, he has mental illness. Okay, I've taken classes in psychology, science, studies of the mind, and whatnot. It never ceases to amaze me that these individuals know how to get to elicit a reaction from people. Why would you, a sound mind or not, strip down to butt naked and walk around and just laugh and then try to get in people's face? What about it in your head told you, take off all your clothes and walk around, as opposed to keep your clothes on and do what you want to do? No, I'm going to take all my clothes off. I'm sorry. A homeless camp, put them there, have the guards. We have enough people that are going to school studying sociology, psychology, and enough police, law enforcement. Put them there. Take your medicine. You're good. If you don't take your medicine, hey, can't help you. But we cannot continue to allow them to rule our streets. It's dangerous for me, you, and for them. So I agree with Trump 100%. Now, right.
And these people already have an option to go to shelters, and they don't go there because they want to drink and get high.
Well, you know, they say if they go to shelters, they say the shelters are bad because you got criminal activity. Okay, I get it. Clean up the shelters. And but while you're cleaning it up, look at the mayor of DC and New York, Muriel Bowser, DC, and Eric Adams here in New York. They're complaining that their shelters are overrun with illegal immigrants. No shit. We told you it was going to happen. Biden sending them here at the dawn of midnight. You have no one to blame but yourself. And now you don't like it. Give me a break. Now, back to Eric Adams. And I had alluded to a story during the first half of the show of a 16-year-old boy and his girlfriend, New York City, getting ready to turnstile jump. Now, I think that there are other things that you could be doing besides arresting people for turnstile jumps. But that being said, it does happen frequently and it needs to stop. But under Mayor de Blasio, who's no longer the mayor, who decided that he was going to run for the presidency, that didn't happen. Then he decided he was going to run for New York Senate. Then he realized he was only polling at 3%. So he decided to bow out. Oh, really? You actually think people are going to vote for you after the way you left the city? And I would say the same thing for the governor of California. Destroyed California. But yet and still, he has eyes for the presidency. And the media, the corrupt media, will probably support him. But back to my story. 16-year-old boy and his girlfriend getting ready to jump the turnstile to get on the subway. A traffic cop just goes up to them and say, hey, you can't do that. So the 16-year-old, and by the way, he's Black. Yes, I have to say that, okay? Because apparently there seems to be justice for whites, not for the Blacks. And they're the ones tearing up the city now. Let's just be honest. They're tearing up everything because we want fair and equity. So I guess he's got a permission to do it. But anyway, the traffic cop stops him and say, hey, you two can't do that. He's saying this to the Black guy and his Black girlfriend. Oh, they become belligerent. They decided to cuss at the traffic cop. They decided to accost him, to get up in his face. And then when I say, hey, stop, the kid, 16 years old, throws a punch at a grown man. The cop has to defend himself. Go on YouTube and look at the bloody video. It is atrocious.
It was a knockdown dragout.
This kid was fighting like there was no tomorrow, and the cop was trying to defend himself. Now, think about this. Under the old laws, the cop could have very easily subdued him with a chokehold, which was legal to subdue him. But under New York law, you can't do that anymore. But let's just play this out. I feared for the cop's life. Of course, you had your regular bystanders who were there waiting and looking to see if the cop was going to shoot the kid. Had he shot the kid, in my opinion, he would have been within his rights because he was defending himself. The same 100%. Way Jose, the same way old Jose Alba was defending himself at the bodega. Back to the story. The 16-year-old beating the living daylights out of this cop.
Did you mention it was a Black cop also?
Oh, Andrew, thank you for saying it. It was a Black cop. A majority of the police officers are minorities. Yes, there have been some times that white officers have shot at, and rightfully so, Blacks. because when you're told to stop, you're supposed to stop. You're not supposed to try to attack the police. You're not supposed to try to run the police over. Dante Wright, who lost his life, and rightfully so, and that police officer should not be in jail. Yes, I'm calling it out. Back to my story here in New York City, the 16-year-old. So other cops had to come in and help this Black cop subdue this wild, out-of-control, thuggish teen. They subdued him. He was still talking a lot of smack. They arrested him, and it wasn't an hour later, he was released on his own recognizance. He and his girlfriend. So they're back out in the streets. More than likely going to do more harm. Well, they couldn't hold him because of the new New York's no bail law, no cash bail. We got to let you out. Now, what you bet this kid is out, he does something else and he's shot by a police officer. Black lives matter.
Yeah.
His mama, his daddy, and we don't know where his mom and dad is at right now, but I'm sure all of them will come out and start saying, oh, he was a good kid. Why did you kill him?
Yeah, just for the record, that was the second time he was arrested this week as well.
Andrew, I'm glad you said that because he had just been released from jail and now arrested again. And it'll happen again and again and again until someone puts a bullet in this kid's head. I hate to say it, but we have to speak truth to power. Someone will pull a bullet in his head because the kid hasn't learned a lesson. And it was a bloody takedown. But this is the justice that the Democrats want. This is the justice where we are. This is a justice whereby you don't know if you're a he, a she, a they, or it. And when I see these articles with them saying, oh, and they did this, and they, it's like, what do you mean? I cringe. I don't know how the Republicans are going to clean this up. I'm thinking they should get into office and pass laws or legislations that will say you are a male or a female. There is no in between. As Colonel Julie Hall said the other night, you got to pick. I was watching a show on TV and they had this girl on and she was talking about, what's her name? Leah Thomas, who was nominated for a Woman of the Year Award by Penn State. Woman of the Year Award, a man. So this girl who had swam with her was giving an interview and she said that when they had to compete against her, they were very disappointed because they were competing against a man. Now Leah thought nothing of it. She's there in her own self, just smiling. And then after the competition, Leah, who still has a penis, would enter into the girl's locker room, walking around butt naked like a jaybird. What? And no one's supposed to say anything about this. See, this is what happens when Democrats are in control. And Andrew, I've said this once before, believe it or not, but there are Democrats that are out there that they don't like Trump. They see that Biden is making a complete fool of himself. Biden is destroying the economy. But they don't know the extent of the damage that Democrats are causing. You know why? Because some of these Democrats are in red states. You see, in their states, they're like, well, everything is okay. People are obeying the law. But they're not looking at the blue states whereby there is crime up to wazoo. They're not looking at the blue states whereby blacks pretty much control a lot of the stuff and they're still behaving badly. They're not looking at that. They're looking at, oh, everything is okay. Well, because you're in a red state. Republicans have got to do a better job in putting this out there and exposing these Democrats. I know that they can only do so much with a biased media. We cannot rely on Fox. We cannot rely on Bret Baier, or what I'm glad I can't pronounce his name, Bret Baier. I don't like him anymore. I used to like to come home and watch him dissect the news. No more, because he's completely compromised. I saw him give an interview the other day. He was talking about Jan 6. And he said that, well, you know, what the Democrats put on that last hearing, it was very damaging to President Trump. It was extremely damaging because it was showing how he didn't want to stop the protesters from protesting. And they were showing him making a video. And I'm like, wait a minute, Brett, you do realize, because you're in the news business, that when you're making a video, there are many stops and you'll say, hey, don't put this in. I don't want to say this. I want to say this. That doesn't mean he didn't want to make the video. The video was being done. And he was editing it as he was producing it. But Brett didn't say that. And you know what else he didn't say? And he hasn't said to any of his guests, including Liz Cheney, he hasn't said, but Liz, what about Jamie Raskin? During the past couple of elections, the Republicans have won. He has always challenged the election. So are you saying that Democrats can challenge it and Republicans can't? And why hasn't he also said, but, you know, Liz, you do realize that Mike Pence said in a meeting with Trump supporters that they were going to have their day. So he was leading them to believe that he was going to send back some votes back to the states, but he didn't do it. Why haven't you guys called him out on that? And why haven't you asked Nancy Pelosi or any of the other Capitol Police that we saw waving the protesters to come in? Why haven't you talked to them? And why haven't you asked Nancy Pelosi, why didn't she secure the Capitol or Muriel Bowser secure DC? No, Brett can't do that. Brett's too busy trying to make Trump look bad because that's what Brett wants to do. Andrew, we've got to get to the bottom of this. One way or the other, we have got to get to the bottom of this.
We've got to. You're tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew on the iHeartRadio channel America Out Loud. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day. Yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
You wouldn't go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe, air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is X-L-E-A-R.com.
And we're back with After Dark with Robin Andrew. This is the last segment. And as always, we're just going to have some fun with this segment. There are a couple of things I just want to throw out there. We spoke about Jean Karine Pierre, I could never get her name right, who will probably be replaced with John Kirby within a matter of time because she's so horrible at what she's doing. She's just horrible. But I also want to talk about Nancy Pelosi. I don't know if you guys heard or not. Well, what you have heard is that Nancy Pelosi and her husband have managed to enrich themselves with deals that she's gotten wind of before the public gets it. So he's gone and invested in a lot of stock. So I think that her net worth is about $100 million, although she claims that she's not aware of the stocks that her husband is trading. But she lives in California. It's a community property state. So whatever he gets, she gets. So she wants us to believe that she doesn't know what he's investing in? Give me a break. There's a lot of pillow talk that's going on there to give him hints as to what to play, where to place your money, and where not to place your money. And this is the same husband who was arrested earlier this year for driving under the influence. And Nancy Pelosi managed to have his mugshot hidden for quite some time. And then they finally released it. But back to my story. She's saying that she's going to Taiwan. I don't know why she's going there. I don't even know why she announced it, but she stepped into it. Since she's announced that, Andrew, China has come out to say she better not go, because if she does, we're going to see this as an act of aggression and we will protect ourselves. Protect yourselves from what? She's going to visit a sovereign nation. Why can't she go, an American citizen? So now, Andrew, you have the State Department. They're coming out and saying that Nancy Pelosi should not go. Wait a minute. China doesn't dictate what Americans do and how we travel. No, I don't like Nancy Pelosi. But China does not dictate where we go. So she now has to go to Taiwan, because if she doesn't go, America has been punked out by China. Would you agree, Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely. And she's really opened up a hornet's nest announcing this trip to Taiwan. It seems like the Democrats and Joe Biden's foreign policy has been so atrocious since Biden took office. He's just drawing attention to another weakness here with China and how he is totally incompetent and most likely not going to do anything when they try and invade Taiwan. So she's just started all kinds of trouble and brought up the Taiwan talk once again, which is not what the Biden administration wants, because their track record proves that their foreign policy decisions are horrible.
Horrible. And like you said, she just stirred the hornet's nest. She just poked it. So she's got to go. Unless she's going to come out and say she has COVID, she has got to go to China to put China in its place. She should have never said it. I don't know why she did say it. I don't even know why she's going to Taiwan. What is the purpose of going there? What business does she have there? Hey, she stepped in it. She's got to finish it. My next topic I want to talk about, abortion, as we always do, since it has now been sent back to the states so that the states can decide, the people can decide. Abortion, people can still have abortion. It's just not protected at the federal level. But that being said, Andrew, I came across an article today, and I think I sent it to you. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it. But John Roberts, and I always suspected this, John Roberts was secretly trying to canvass the other judges, Supreme Court justices, to get them to not overturn Roe versus Wade. He wanted them to leave it as it was. John Roberts, who was nominated to the high courts by George Bush Jr. I never liked him. I always thought he was weak. And now this proves it. John Roberts is weak. John Roberts, up under that black robe, is probably wearing pantyhose. I can't think of anything else to say that I can say on the air. So I'll say pantyhose. I'm serious.
Brad Pitt's dress.
Oh, Brad Pitt's skirt, right. But John Roberts, the weakling that he is, of all people, he went to Brett Kavanaugh. And you know what else, folks? I bet you've forgotten. Who leaked Justice Alito's draft? Who leaked it? Why aren't they talking about that? That is a huge breach. No one said anything about it. I bet they know who did it. I'm now looking at John Roberts and wondering if he did it. Who leaked the draft? Now, I'm sure all these justices now, they don't trust each other. No, I know Sonia Sotomayor is coming out saying that, she loves Clarence Thomas, that he's a nice person. Elena Kagan, I don't trust her. I don't even know why she's on the court, other than the fact that Barack Obama wanted to put a Jewish lesbian on the court. But other than that, why is she on the court? And why didn't he put another black person, Barack Obama? He put two justices on the court. Two women. He didn't put a black woman. He didn't put a black man. But yet and still, you guys go worship at the altar of Barack Obama, the left. Really? Look at what he did. Again, two-term president, two black attorney generals. He could have made an indelible mark on his legacy. But he chose to go with a Hispanic woman, Sonia Sotomayor, and a lesbian Jew, Elena Kagan. It shows you how much he likes about black people.
Yeah. Have you noticed that I think Barack Obama's only visited Joe Biden at the White House like one time? He does not want to be associated with Joe Biden and be blamed, as a lot of people are saying this is Barack Obama's third term. And I think he does have a lot of influence, but he doesn't want people to know that because things are a disaster right now.
A disaster right now. He has Susan Rice, who's there, keeping her eye on everything. Remember, folks, Susan Rice is in this White House. Now, I know she's hiding because she doesn't want to be associated with it either, but she's in this White House. And you're right, Barack Obama has only been there once. And I think it's probably not only because he doesn't want to be associated, but Jill does not want Michelle there. Have you seen Michelle at the White House? No. Has not been there. Why? Mm-hmm. They're both Democrats. Michelle was always behaving as though she loved Jill.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the singer Alice Cooper?
Yes, I am.
Doesn't Jill Biden kind of resemble him in a wig?
And with blonde hair?
Yes, exactly. Do you kind of see it?
Oh yeah, I see it. And although all these magazines want to put on the cover, says, oh, she's so beautiful. Look at how she dressed. Oh, please. Melania Trump, I mean, she surpasses Jill, Michelle, and Laura Bush. I've just got to see it. But yet and still, they would give her no credit. They refused to put her on the cover of any magazine because they were insecure, plain and simple.
Yeah. I love that video that came out of Jill Biden walking into some speech, and there's some people out there yelling that your husband's the worst president ever. And then she turns around and waves at him, and then they go, you owe us gas money. Taste of reality.
Well, not only that, remember what Hunter Biden called her, the C word, C-U-N-T, just in case you guys didn't know. He called her that. He said she was really mean. And she basically helped to raise him because his mom died, I think, when he was like 10 or 12. So he knows nowhere the mom, but Jill. Go figure. Now, speaking of Barack Obama trying to distance himself from Biden, did you guys see the article in the Washington Post whereby they're saying that they want Biden to pledge not to run in 2024. They want him to do it now, before the midterm, in order to save the midterm. Now, I know you guys are saying that, oh, you see, they want to dump Biden. They do, but they're careful. They do feel that he is a complete idiot, that he's suffering from dementia, but I don't think Biden believes that. And as you said before, Andrew, on our shows, Jill wants him to run. And if she see that she can get the support, even if she has to push him out in a wheelchair, he will run.
Yeah, like an hour after it came out that he had COVID, Jill's going, oh, he's fine. He's fine. There's nothing wrong with him. It's like, geez, what would it take to happen to this guy for her to admit there's something wrong with him?
Look, Joe can be on his deathbed and Jill will refuse to give up the White House. She's enjoying all of the attention. She thinks she's Dr. Jill. You cannot make this stuff up. The Washington Post wants him to pledge that he won't run. And then you have this radical member of the AOC brigade, Cori Bush, when the question was put to her if Joe should run. And she's like, I don't want to talk about that. You know, he has every right to do what he wants to do. Really? Just answer the question. Of course, if Bret Baier were to have her on his show, he would allow her to pontificate and to get away from the question because he gives him a cover. He's really disappointed me, Andrew. If you guys go back and listen to some of our other shows, I've said this. He's gotten to me that I don't even like to watch him anymore. And if he's listening to this, hey, I don't like you anymore because you're not fair. You're too impartial.
Yeah, I feel that way about Martha McCollum as well. What are your thoughts on her?
Well, you know, I haven't gotten there yet with her. I mean, she has done some things that I've questioned. But Brett, just lately, looking at some of the things that he's doing and the people that he's had on his show, like I said, he had Liz Cheney on more than once. And he hasn't challenged her and said, but Liz, look at Jamie Raskin, one of the guys who was one of the impeachment managers. Look at what he has done in the past when it has come to elections. And you don't see there's anything wrong with that?
Is the Donna Brazile experiment finally over at Fox News?
Oh, yeah, she's been gone. They fired her a long time ago. Yeah, they got rid of her. I wish they would get rid of Juan Williams. He's the lone survivor. But, yeah, they got rid of her. She just wasn't, you know, and at times I was.
I thought Juan retired.
No, Juan didn't retire. He got kicked off the five. What happened is that they went to, there's a big story. What happened is that when COVID hit, everyone started working from home. And of course, Juan loved that because he's like, oh, you see, we got to work from home because we'll get COVID and no matter what Trump says, blah, 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 blah. But then Greg Gutfeld said, okay, enough is enough. I want to go back to the office. So Juan said, well, I can't go. And he said, everyone should be on set. Juan, I can't do it. Well, can't you guys patch me in? They said, nope, you either come or you're off. So he decided not to come. They got rid of him. But they do have Harold Ford Jr. on. And I got to say, he's good. I like him. I don't like all of his politics, but he's a more moderate Democrat. He sees both sides, and I can stomach him more than Jessica Tarlov, whose voice is annoying.
Oh my God.
Her points are complete. Her points are directly from, I could see her putting he or whatever on her salutation. I can see it. I'm like, man, I don't like her at all. But Harold Ford, he's pretty good. Now something else I want to mention. Our old buddy Chris Cuomo, the muscle head, who likes to run around in the buff. He apparently is coming back to cable TV on a little known channel called News Nation, which has Dan Abrams on it. Dan Abrams is an attorney. I don't know if he's ever practiced law, but he was good with his legalese. But then Trump happened and he went completely off the radar. And this guy actually used to work out the same gym that I worked out at. And sometimes we'd both be on the treadmill and I would have the TV on because I worked out at Equinox. They would have all these TVs up in front of you while you're on the treadmill. And I would always put mine on Fox News. This is before I started like saying, oh, there's something wrong with Fox News. And he would put his on CNN or MSNBC. So he would always look over to see what I was watching. You know, and there would be other people coming into the gym. They would look up and they would see Fox News and they would shake their head. And then in some instances, people would actually go up and change the channel. I mean, you would have like six TVs. And mine would be the only one on Fox. And then everyone else is on MSNBC and CNN. And you would have some knucklehead who would come up and change my channel. And I would go, excuse me, I'm watching that. Then they would look and go, you're watching this? I'm like, yeah. And then I would get this dirty look. And I'm like, so what? And then Dan, he would always be looking over. I'm like, don't say anything to me because we will definitely get into an argument because I don't like your politics. But he would always come in, you know, like, oh, I'm going to put it on CNN and I'm going to do this. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a loser. There are so many people out there, Andrew, that I used to like to listen to. And I can't, and just speaking of listening to, I can't even listen to certain musicians if I know their political persuasion, especially the ones that are really active and that are activists and that are out there. We mentioned the other day, Chris Evans. He played, that superhero?
Captain America.
Captain America. Never seen it. I can't see it because I don't like him. I don't like his politics. He is the epitome of a soy boy trying to be hip.
Yeah, he's not a good actor either.
I don't like him at all. Like, no, I can't. I mean, whenever he's in, I'm like, I can't because I tie him to his politics. Actors should be seen and not heard when it comes to politics. Barbara Streisand, I used to love her voice. I cannot listen to her anymore because whenever I hear her politics. John Legend, can't listen to him. I hear his politics. Please, people, stop it because you're killing it for me. I like to go to the gym and listen to music, but I can't because I keep seeing these people. Who else? Lisa Murkowski.
Yeah, you gotta, go ahead. You got to listen to the oldies nowadays.
Yep, the oldies.
A lot of the people that like aren't alive anymore, so you don't have to know what their political persuasion is.
Well, you know, the 70s and the 80s music, the disco music is not bad. I've been going back, you know, going to YouTube and listening to a lot of that and putting that on my iPod. Yes, I do have the old iPod. Came out years ago, and I still have mine because I refuse to put music on my iPhone because it's too big and bulky. And I just that I like, and I hope it never just is never. They stopped selling it, so I hope I don't tear it up because I love it. Next topic: Lisa Murkowski and what is the guy's name? Joe Manchin. They also have COVID now. Now, Lisa, I could care less about. Do you guys know the history of Lisa? Guys, we're running out of time, but our next show, I'm going to tell you about the history of Lisa Murkowski. So a bit of homework, go Google her to find out how she got her position in Congress. You would be amazed at the corruption. And she's supposed to be a Republican? I don't think so, Andrew, but we'll talk about that next time.
Yeah, she's no Republican. We talked about President Trump's rally earlier. Another thing that he said at his rally is he mentioned that he would be the best women's basketball coach in history because he would convince LeBron James to transition and he'd win every game by 70 points. I don't know. It's just another funny line by President Trump.
That is funny.
Who's just the opposite of woke, and that's why we love him so much. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is always available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, Stitcher, wherever you stream. Please like and subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, or go to AmericaOutLoud.com. We'll see you guys next time, and remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.